you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low. Baby, lock them. I could not stop listening to TikToks last night that were based on that song. Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low. Baby. Anywho, hello. How are you? Baby, lock them doors and... Today is the second half of the James Adomian podcast. Wow. Hey, by the way, this will be the quickest plug because most of you already know these dates, but they're still on as far as everything's going right now. Philadelphia Helium, like the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and then on to New Hope to do John and Peter's two shows on the... It's Monday, Martin Luther King Day. So we have like a 6 o'clock show, which is great because it's already dark at 5. We have a 6 and an 8 o'clock show at John and Peter's. I'm really looking forward to that. They got me like a house right on in the river. So it's going to be so cool. We're going to go in a day early and really enjoy it. It's going to be a special show there. It's very, 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 very intimate. And then on. Comedy Arcade in Pittsburgh. That's going to be just absurd. Really looking forward to it. Going to go in there 2 days early. Get some Thai food. You ready, Mr. Clark and Mrs. Clark? You good? Get yourself all ready. So that's that. So... hey, wear bow ties to the show. Wherever you come, wear bow ties. I love when I see the bow ties come in. It really classes up the joint. Yeah, especially John and Peter's. Wear the bow ties there. That's going to be just great. Last time it was great. It's just because of what John and Peter's is and what it, you know, how long it's been there and what it represents. And it's going to be real fun to do the shows. Plus, what I love about it is that even though they don't normally... well, they do have stand-up there, actually. They had stand-up there for a long time. What I meant is because it's notoriously a music venue, like the sound sounds great with the band. Like they know how to, you know, just mix it all together. So it's fun. All right, I'm rambling. I'm in Florida right now with Jim Gaffigan. And in Orlando... so enjoy the second half of this show and enjoy whatever you're doing. Get cozy. Do you know how to get cozy all by yourself? Because it's good to do sometimes. Light a candle, lower the lights, get a comfortable blanket. put it in the dryer if you have one. Get it out. Cozy up all by yourself. All by yourself. Anywho. Beautiful. All right, everybody. You're great. You're special. You're beautiful. You're kind. You're giving. You're caring. You try. You try. That's a good quality to try. Baby, lock them doors. Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low. All right. You now join the second half of the Todd Glass Show with our guest James Adomian with Aaron Simon on the board already in progress.
Mwah. Wow. Part two. Is it fun to be a part of a part two? This is the first thing people are hearing. We go, here's part two of James Adomian, and now this is us.
And now, part one was just, that was rotten tuna. Part two is where it really...
For people to go, oh, part one, fuck, part one sucked.
Part one, I'm done with.
I'm done with it.
I left.
Think that was good?
I left negative comments on part one.
Oh, come on, we're different people from then. We're tighter. We know how to be funnier. If you're like, part two is all right, we agree. We're going to step it the fuck up.
Part two, it's the time of year where people are looking back at a fantastic year, 2021, and imagining how things could possibly get better.
But before we get to Chris Matthews, who is going to weigh in on this, Bernie Sanders is going to open the show, part two. Talk about how do you fucking open up with a bang with a song?
Look, I always go back to the Franklin Roosevelt administration and the music therein and try to bring things back. What I think we need is a Green New Deal, whether the Senator Manchin wants it or not. I think the president is on board, President Biden. And I think it's not that hard to imagine a world that is in full color and not just sepia black and white.
Oh,
don't want any scarecrows coming around me. I'm allergic. I do think it's important for the farmers and the industrial laborers and the wildlife, the felines, you know, the cowardly lion and so forth, to come together in the interest,
Bernie,
of radical transformation in the Emerald City.
Notice I use aluminum cans because they're infinity to be recycled. Did you know that?
That's not how it works.
Well, I don't know
what you
fuck
should be doing.
What my friend Vinny told me.
What Jane and I do in Vermont is we can our own beer.
TMI.
We can our own beer.
What if you just say TMI to someone because you don't want to hear their story? Like it's your therapist and you go, lately I'm lonely. TMI.
Look, here's what Jane and I do. We sit around.
What do you and Jane do?
Well, we sit around with some barley and hops. Oh, it's organic.
Or you make your own beer.
We make our own beer, but we put it in jars with a cloth over the top of it, with a string around it.
You sell it at
the
stores?
Same way you would make marmalade.
You sell that? Is that a brand?
I sit on the side of the road in a rain jacket that doesn't match my other clothes, and I go, "Look, I made my own beer. Son of a bitch, I made my own goddamn beer."
You know, even though that cloth wouldn't be good for beer, that's the way I like a lot of nice packaging.
Oh, it goes bad within 3 hours.
Yeah,
you gotta drink
beer. But if it was like for maybe a thing of rice and over the top, it just had that might be really cool.
Hey, oh, hey, that kind of, hey, mother, we have gooseberry preserves.
You drunk guy from 1940.
You're drunk.
No, and they were all,
Oh, what, Foster Brooks?
Yeah, like, what was that? When they would impersonate a drunk person, they would shush themselves
a
lot.
What music?
Why did they shush themselves a lot, drunk people?
We
back
used
then
to have the music as, like, drunk music that was like...
Megan sent it in.
Oh, I know. Like
we'll
a
find
Neil,
something.
A Neil Simon song, like a...
We're in no hurry. Take your time.
Like
we'll find
theme,
the right song.
The theme to California Suite or some Neil
We're
Simon
We're in no
movie?
Hurry at all. Everybody shut up.
We're in no hurry at all. All we got is 10,000 listeners all fucking jacking off.
25,000 downloads a week. So let's crank that number up a little, Anomia.
Well, let's face it. You're pumping those numbers up a little bit. Or if it's not you... It's someone in your family.
No, I pump them up by including the week.
I heard it's someone in your family who pumps those numbers up for the download.
Watch your...
That's not drunk guy music from 1940s. That's a drunk guy from the 1400s where he's like, I say, sir, a flagon of mead. This is when you go to the Renaissance Fair and somebody's like, would you like to potato?
Would you like a potato?
Potato and an ale, sir.
Would you like a potato?
All right, listen. We'll find good music. We're in no hurry. Let's do it, because once we find it, we'll be like, there it is.
No,
you
I heard...
what it was like, I have to do it live. Like that with Spice.
And you go, a guy comes out and his hat is like stuck forward on his head.
Yeah.
And he's like,
hey,
do they serve bar in this beer? Beer in this bar?
And you're like, no one's that.
No one's that drunk. Foster Brooks was. I don't know if that was an act or not.
Do you think he got that wasted every time he performed?
Maybe. What if he did?
Wouldn't he go,
Sloppy Davis Jr., Slammy, Pop, Sloppy Pop, Sammy Davis Jr.
I think if he had a drinking problem like that, they shouldn't have fed into it back then.
Right. But this was bad.
I'm kidding.
That was Foster Brooks doing those bits in the 70s and stuff, and they were like,
they were funny.
Look at him. He's got a problem.
You know, it is hard to watch them romance alcoholism. In old movies, even Dean Martin, who I really like, but they do romance alcoholism a lot, and it's hard to watch now.
Right, where they're like, hey,
I'm drinking and my liver's failing.
Hey, baby, we're going to break into this, we're going to rob this casino, and boy, oh boy, we're going to get so drunk we pass out.
And I hope, maybe, do I romance marijuana? But I'm not insinuating that I'm sloppy. Hey, man.
Pack was into marijuana instead of
Well, they probably were into. What do you have there?
I heard that Frank Sinatra did. He actually originally wrote 8 Miles High by the Byrds, and he gave the song to the Byrds to David Crosby.
I wish we had that song.
I wish we had that one. Because
what do you have?
Nothing good.
Nothing.
Doom. do 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 8 miles high. And when you touch down, you'll find it stranger than love. I don't know the lyrics.
Would you do me a favor? Will you do a little? I know you've done it before, but it is my birthday Christmas show.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is, don't worry about it. What's it to you? Are you afraid?
A very merry birthday to you.
What are you looking for?
Don't blow the candles out, my dear.
Oh, drunk music. How about if we, don't worry about that.
I hate, by the way, Todd, I'm still here. I hate.
Hate is a strong word, Bernie.
I hate, I detest the Disney cartoon Alice in Wonderland. Why?
Why?
Because everyone compares me to the Mad Hatter. When that scene comes on, my grandchildren are watching it, I walk out of the room and I start going over my legislation, reading it, and crossing out sentences with my pen. Oh, very merry on birthday. No, thank you. I don't wear hats for that reason. If I put a hat on, you were talking about hats earlier. I look like the Mad Hatter.
Do you think I could wear hats? Where's the lighter?
What size hat do you wear? 12 and a half?
It's very. Let's put it this way. Very few hats fit me. And people always go, oh, then try my hat on. And then
you're kind of a blockhead.
Watch your mouth, Frasco. I mean, whatever.
You put a hat on and you look like McGilla Gorilla.
McGilla!
Let me ask you a question. Do you want to make me feel good or bad?
Bad. No, Todd, I have a huge head, too. I have a size... It is like the roast.
Jesus Christ of shit.
You know...
You want a hit?
No, thank you. I never touch this stuff.
Do you want a hit? What are you afraid? You can just finish it and then smush it out in my face. Because that's the way I feel lately.
Todd, I have a size 8 head.
It's
very hard for me to find hats, and I find them.
Well, good luck. God bless you.
Well, you got
to
do
glad you have a good Not everyone has a story like that.
You know, I was in New York in the September or whatever when they had the big hurricane. The remnants of the hurricane came through. It was 5 inches of rain, or was it 10? It was an unprecedented downpour in New York City, higher than it had ever been measured.
What's it like when it rains there a lot? Is it clean, too, like afterwards?
It's New York. Immediately, there's just, like, needles everywhere.
Shut up.
And there's somebody shits in the street. No.
You lived in New York for a long time, right?
2 years. I lost 2 hats in one night in New York City because I had just got in, and it was the hurricane night. And I lost 2 of my hats getting in and out of taxis.
Where were you staying during the hurricane? Were you in a hotel or were you at someone's house?
I was staying in a houseboat.
Did you feel safe?
No,
you
were.
Shut up. Where were you staying, seriously?
No, I was in a hotel in Manhattan.
Did you feel safe in the hotel?
Yeah, but it was flash flooding outside. And I managed
Jesus, that scares me.
I managed to lose 2 hats, and I was.
You should write a play about
that. Well, no, you know how there's always like a children's book, like a little golden book that's like, the little hat that fell down the river. And you're like, nah, he ended up in the dump. He clogged up a drain, and some guys pulled him out, and they were like, you're going in the dump, hat.
Oh, why don't you make it a happy story?
There's enough of those in this world.
Make it a story about a hat that finds love.
And then 2 hats fucking each other. One of them choking the other one.
It is our Christmas show.
Hey there, listeners. Jingle Joe here. In the spirit of the season, I just wanted to slow down and take a moment to wish you and your loved ones a high Glen.
Thank you, Joe.
What happened?
It was just low, very low recorded. Play another one of those Christmas ones. Wow, it's James Adomian, ladies and gentlemen. Do I say your name right?
Happy Honda Day.
Yes.
Good.
Happy Honda Day.
Don't forget to go down to your Honda dealer. They got great deals right now. You go down there, they got low financing. You tell them the Todd Glass Show sent you, and they'll give you free undercarriage. And they'll grab you, put your hand down your... If you say from the Todd Glass Show, anybody on the lot will put their hand down your pants and just mush your... whatever you want them to mush for a little while.
If that's what you're into, I'm not going to argue against you, but I'm more of a Toyota-thon guy.
Toyota-thon.
I mean, You talk about Honda days. It sounds to me it sounds a little bit lazy. Toyota-thon, you're out there. It's a marathon. You're
I didn't like
exercise.
My bit, to be honest.
What bit?
That someone will stick their hand on anybody's pants. It's, I don't see even in a bit. I didn't like it. It was too.
Try it again. Let's do it.
No, I'll I don't want to do it
no,
again.
No, yes, and it.
Well.
Welcome to Honda.
Why do I want to do it more if I don't like it?
What's wrong? You don't like coming down to Honda? Why do I make you nervous every time? Look, we got a Honda Civic. We got a Honda Accord.
Yeah, but I'm
good.
I got
Hondas I'm ashamed of, too. You ever like touching the tires and feeling a little ridges? You know, I'm not that big down there, but it's just big enough it can fit in the little grooves in the tires.
You know it's funny.
Hey,
I'm not even sure what I'm laughing at, but I know it's funny.
You know what? I got some brochures. I got some brochures for some Honda cars Honda rolled up underneath the sink in the bathroom across the
what?
Lot.
For
you
what?
Check them out.
No, I don't.
Real
no.
Dirty car magazine.
No, thank you.
Look, you could do anything with them. I do. I
can. No.
I could show you some of the things I do with the cars when we're close.
Oh, no, thank you. But thank you anyway.
You ever notice how they have the prices painted on the windshield?
Yeah, I have noticed.
It's
that.
Not paint.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Yeah. I'm going to see myself out.
You ever?
Wow. No. Hey, thank you very much.
Are you going to be offended if I
I'm
start?
Not offended at all.
Okay.
No. I'm just going to take off. But thank you very much for your hospitality.
It's just, you know, it helps numbers if some people, if I don't sell a car that, you know, at least I can write down the paperwork that they did engage with me and had a good time with some of the cars.
What is this you... Okay, for the people that are listening, because we're recording this.
I'm a working sales.
This is a card you just gave me.
I didn't give you a card.
You just handed me a card.
A card? Oh, yeah. Oh, my card.
Yeah, and what did you write on it? Can I read it out loud?
Sure, you can read it out loud. It's for
you. If you want to see my chunky ding-dong, hang out 10 minutes. What kind of thing is that to say to me?
You left something out. You left something out.
Oh.
There's a couple little hearts at the bottom.
There were. So you just said, now what happy type of thing is that to ask me? If
what?
I want to see your chunky ding dong. That's disrespectful. Wrote,
look, that's on all my cards.
You want to see
my wife writes those on my business cards every morning before I go into work.
Shut up.
Look, it's a hard life out there. I'm a Honda salesman. I'm not selling Corvettes. You know what I mean?
Why? You think they're doing great?
I'm a working man. Listen, I'm not selling Corvettes. I'm selling Hondas out there. Look, you don't have to buy the car. Just test drive it a little bit. You want to test drive it? You want to test drive
it? No,
Honda?
Thank you. No, thank you.
Why? It's got a sunroof.
No, thank you.
It's got a sunroof.
Where are we at? What bit is this?
What?
What bit is this?
You're work at Southern California Honda dealers.
Oh, thank you. I was looking at cars. You came out to help me.
You were trying to get out of this, and look, you can walk away anytime.
Okay, I'm
there's no obligation
I'm
whatsoever.
I'm off mic so it sounds more real. Like
there's no obligation
move
whatsoever.
Move your mic like right here. Put your mic in.
What? No, I want everybody on the lot to hear this.
Oh, you have a cordless mic. I didn't realize. Okay, so I'll be off mic.
Because if you don't buy one, somebody else might.
I'll be honest.
Look, is it? Look, I'm sorry that it's a.
No, I don't want.
I'm sorry, it's an old. It's the same kind of PA system that you have in an old school.
I don't want to do this.
Where there's like a, it's like a brown cloth PA system speaker.
I'm walking away because this is uncomfortable.
That's fine. You can walk away. Some other people are gonna get some great deals on some very sexy Hondas.
Sit down. I want to talk to you. I'm not afraid to stop it.
All right.
Sit down.
Look. Let me loosen my short tie. Let me loosen my short tie.
I want to talk to you.
All right. We're doing business. Come into my office. Sit down.
Treat me, no. You know I'm your superior.
Sit down.
Show a little respect.
Look, the customer is always right.
I'm not your customer. I'm your boss.
Oh. I'm sorry. I've only been working here today. Today was my first day.
I thought I was your boss all along.
I used to work down at the strip club. I work in nightlife entertainment and stuff. This means a lot to me and my family to have this job. Please.
Well, here's the problem. We have some, you know, you can't go out and harass customers and
talk over the PA. I thought that was a joke when they told me. You're taking our wireless PA that we use to shoot the commercials. You're
come on,
there. Around the lot with
come on, they're Hondas. How about what? Come on. What's
you can't
the
talk to people over a PA.
It's a Honda. It's a piece of shit. Come on. You're
I like a guy who tells me the truth. That never exists in real life. I like a guy who because you know what? They don't want to hear it. You never hear it when it's really the truth, when it's deep. They send me some. Stand up. You know, you're the guy that you never hear it when it's deep. Like, cut deep. Like, tell me what's really wrong with me. You know, because there are, you know, and then.
I'll tell you what's wrong.
What's wrong with me?
I'll tell you what's wrong with this whole newspaper. You print things out there that are just to sell advertisements, to make the landlords happy, and make the local city council look like they're doing a good job. That's not the news. That's not what I think the news is. I think people deserve to know what's wrong in their community so they have hope for what's right.
I forgot the bit. What was it? Help me quick. Help me, please.
What's to say? I like the guy tells me the truth.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought
you That's it. I'm walking off the set.
No, you. I gave bad direction because I think it's worth to go back. So let's say.
What, you want me again?
You know that scene like.
Honda, it was.
Yes. Of course, how do you say no to that guy? Yes, hi.
Look, they're pre-owned.
Is that okay?
Pre-owned.
I get it. It sounds a little, you know what? It does sound more dignified.
But you know what?
What?
I think some of them like to be used.
Okay, okay.
He's a dirty, okay. Dirty car.
Oh, why am I talking to this guy? I can't just have, I can't just.
Hey. Live a little, right?
Yeah, live a little.
Everybody's got a bad side.
Why are you winking at me?
No.
No, be honest.
That's my glass eye.
You're very charming.
That's my glass eye.
You're very charming.
Hey, by the way, I'm sorry if I'm listening to the devil on my
shoulder. Very!
I'm sorry if I'm listening to the devil on my shoulder. It turns out I've got a devil on both shoulders.
Oh, well, there you go. That's nice. Listen, I don't get it. But I don't get if it's okay if you don't have a real show. But I don't know. To me, real shows have commercials. This is a real show. You do have a commercial.
I love that in some of your pre-taped commercials that you're editing in, like you're organically throwing to commercial, you're actually allowing for times when the jokes aren't working.
Thank you. We're going to leave that in. Okay, now.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
No, it is nice. I like to, you know.
You're going through your notes.
I'm not going through anything. Things happen on this show. You want to get on a magic carpet ride? Jump on.
Just do it.
Jump on.
Just do it.
We're going to take a carpet ride.
You mean a sleigh ride?
Nick's going to get on. Aaron's getting on the carpet. Guess what I have on here? Soft serve ice cream machine. Shut the fuck up. It's all in this carpet ride.
On a magic carpet.
Anything you want. What do you want? You want a guy singing, a girl, or two people that don't identify in the traditional way?
I want a gingerbread man that talks to me.
Yes, you got him. Look at him right there.
Hey, assholes.
Oh, he's a cocky gingerbread man?
Yeah, it's me, a cocky gingerbread man. That's what he said.
Oh, hey, it's good to have you here. I love the positive energy.
You're never going to get rid of me.
Excuse me?
You're never going to get rid of me.
Well, we love positive energy. Are you positive energy?
Yeah, sure. Is that what you need?
Yes. Wait, why do you sound like that?
Hey, I'm just going to start unraveling your magic carpet.
No, no, don't. Please. Okay, I don't like that. You're making me really mad.
What are you gonna do?
I can't do anything.
You can't stop me. I'm a gingerbread man.
Well, I can fucking crush your fucking guts out.
I'd like to see you try.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You just threw him off the...
Good. He's a cookie.
He just...
I got upset.
He just hit the one light bulb underneath us.
Oh, Jesus. What are the odds? Oh, my God.
I didn't know how delicate he was. I guess... You shouldn't talk that much shit.
No.
If you're going to fall off and shatter.
Can I ask you a question? And I don't be... Can you play this? Have you heard this? Seriously, I want to know if you know the story behind this.
What?
What does that say?
Latte.
Oh, got you.
There's a boy who works at Starbucks who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational. Because of many things, I come in at 8:11, and he smiles and says, "How are you?" When he smiles and says, "How are you?" I could swear.
I hope it's a true story. Things.
So today at 8:11, I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper, formal way. So today at 8:11, when he smiled and said, "How are you?" I said, "Fine, and my name's Kristen." And he softly answered, "Hey." And I said, "My name is Kristen, and thank you for the extra phone."
Wow. James, would you mind? I'm going to hold up an impersonating a sign of a person's name on it. No, I try. I thought I could fake it and form a sentence there quicker than I...
You know, we've been rehearsing this play for 6 weeks, right? Folks, thank you for coming to opening night of this rehearsed play. Every moment of this has been scripted.
Yeah, the whole
Todd,
show.
Todd went out to the desert to Joshua Tree and wrote this line for line.
Even what we're saying now.
He's going to take... It's going to be in London. It's going to be in London.
Do you ever go to London?
At the Leicester Square
jealous.
Theater.
Do you go to anywhere overseas and are you... Oh, I do well in this place or Alaska.
Oh, yeah, baby.
No,
yeah.
Seriously. Do you,
yes, I do.
Where?
They love me in Seoul, South Korea.
Okay, don't be... Why do you have to be... Is that true?
I killed in China. I was great. I was great. In Shanghai.
I forgot.
No, I'm not joking. I was in Shanghai and Beijing. And let me tell you.
Hey, watch your mouth.
The audiences were so
hey,
nice.
Hey, watch your mouth. Where were you?
I was in Shanghai and Beijing.
Hey, I just said watch your mouth. Where were you? Be honest.
You know what?
Where were you?
Honest. You know where I didn't have a good time?
Where?
Antwerp, Belgium. Didn't like it.
Well, I don't know where it's at.
Belgians.
You're funny.
Thank you.
You're quite the humorist. Oh, would you do me a favor? Hello? No, would you do me a favor? I'm being honest. I'm bare in my soul. Would you do... Just, I feel like getting silly with it, and you let yourself get there, and I'll give you so much reverb, you won't know what to fucking do. Creedence Clearweather, your version
yes,
of it. You really don't need to know the words. Right? Is that the basis of... I like to things up. Do you have it? Do you have a... Creedence Clearwater. Which track?
Let's do a different song this time.
We'll get a track.
Do Looking Out My Back Door.
Looking Out My Back Door. Let's get a Looking Out My Back Door track. We don't get karaoke on this show. We're not a shit festival. We get tracks. And there's a big fucking difference. Hey, Vinny, what's up? Do you know that Vinny will be literally listening right now?
Excuse me. Hello?
Yes?
Is this the Todd Glass Show?
Yes, it is.
We're here from the National Service. Oh, sorry, I've got my colleague is a little bit late. Come on in, Bob. Bob,
hey,
come
guys.
In. I'm already talking to him. Todd, my name is Stan, and this is Bob. We represent the National Karaoke Artists Royalties. God damn it. We're trying to... Yeah, who is this now?
All right, you've been late before. Let me in.
This is my driver. You don't even have to come
I'm
in.
I'm starving.
I gave you a bag of peanuts.
We're done with voices.
I gave you a bag of peanuts.
Okay, great. So all this comes to an end. I don't remember things. I don't want to remember things for bits. But anyway, we're going to sing. Well, I want you to be able to sit. I should wait till I get the stage done. You're going to get it.
Wait till I do this.
But
it's
I get it
been
done.
Like this since
no,
2009.
No, it hasn't. We have a whole band here, literally. Seriously. I'm not joking around. Wow.
You don't need to hear the lyrics, don't matter.
Pretty soon I'm singing, looking at my ankle.
Yeah,
here we go. Doing cartwheels, statuary and high heels. Look at all the happy people dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patrolling, listen to Bert Cohen. Blue, looking out by Delco. Tambourines and elephants, while playing in the band. Oh, speak of life on the flying blue, bloop a doo doo, Walter's apparition, violent by magician. But we have to sound like this to sell records. Bamboleens and elephants while playing in the band. While the baby lies on a violet blue. Blue. All in me to follow. Be like that little follow. Boo. And that time they go. Boom.
During that song, I go, because sometimes you wonder, should you edit something? Should you cut? I go, just keep listening till you're enjoying it. And I was like, I love
you always song. Love to hear that.
It's just so fucking silly. I think they forgot that
makes me remember the Big Lebowski scene.
Don't worry about it. Guys, not really listening. Don't worry about it. Big Lebowski's tomorrow.
New shit has come to light, man. there's like ins and outs. This case, you know. by the way, you know, I'm the dude. so that's what you call me, you know, that or... Dude or El Deuterino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Now listen, we're going in for the close. Can you believe
we just
it?
Started.
Can you believe that's... Well, it says we're going to do 2 hours and 10 minutes because we took a 10-minute break, and I need a 2-hour show. So we're
and he's strict about this. If I get a snow day, he takes it out of June or May.
Can I tell you something? If you said, Todd, let's do another half hour, I'd do it. But people get hungry.
Can we do a half hour less than we've already recorded?
Why do you have to be fresh?
Could we delete
any of this?
Do you
need this cheapness? Do you think you really need it?
Okay.
This shtick.
2021. It's a year that'll go down. It's one of the best years of our lives. 2021, we started a new decade. The 1920s, the 2020s.
I can't understand them.
2000 and 2021. The year was 2000, and it was also 2020, and it was 1 plus 10. 2020
I can't
and 21. Ty Glass joins me. We'll be back after this intro song.
Why does it sound like Braveheart's girlfriend is picking wheat on the cover of a Led Zeppelin album? This sounds like a Jethro Tull song opening.
What type of music would he have had?
It would be news music. Standard news music.
What would it be?
News music.
Where did
he get... Like something important is happening for the Republic.
Let us find...
The Republic has important news, and I'm the only guy loud enough to deliver it.
Okay, let us find that music for you. Okay, because do we have something?
You know what the best song is? I know I'm not banned from the network, but the best song for news is the Meet the Press song, because it sounds... The Meet the Press song almost sounds like Darth Vader's theme song in Star Wars.
And you're right. You have to let people know I'm the one who can tell you what's going on.
Listen to the
This is serious business.
Listen to the Meet the Press. You got the Meet the Press. Listen to the Meet the Press theme song and imagine that instead of us seeing a bunch of guys sitting around talking about the news, Darth Vader is walking out.
This is Hello Everybody. I'm Todd Glass with the hard-hitting facts. We're dying. Where's my music?
Meet the Press.
What do you
Meet
have?
The Press. No, Meet sir, the I press. Want to do this. I want to do this because it just occurred to me.
Can you teach me how to do him?
Chris
if I was with the Make-A-Wish Foundation and
Chris
I go, Mantis? I want you to teach me how to do Chris. Really
hold
teach
your
me.
Mouth, hurry, hold your mouth
hold
like
you,
this. Like
you
got a shit that won't come out.
Okay.
Yeah, it hurts.
It hurts.
You got it. You have no lips. There's no lips, but you're still very expressive with the lips you don't have.
Still too hard.
No, this is the song. Imagine this. It sounds like Darth Vader.
Wow.
I'm Chris. You beat Chris Madden.
Luke, join me, and we will rule the galaxy as father and son. Today we are joined by George Stephanopoulos, Bill Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Senator from Vermont, Han Solo, a traitor from somewhere near the Hoth system. That's it. The progressives are there.
Like, this is the song for Meet the Press every Sunday morning.
It sounds
like they're fighting a war. Who are they fucking fighting? This sounds like...
They almost had to qualify themselves with this music that was... Am I right?
Right.
Like, it was dun, very
dun,
like,
dun, dun.
When you think how fake everything is, like even robes the judges wear, who decided? Relax.
I used to do a bit about that. Why do they live in a temple to Apollo, the Supreme Court? They wear black robes and they live into a pagan temple to Apollo. And they're supposed to matter.
You know what I wanted to do tonight? But
I'm a judge. I have a piece of wood that's louder than anything else in this room. That's what the law is, pal.
Oh, it sounds like the law is fake.
It sounds like it's just you banging on wood and that there's a guy with a gun over there to enforce whatever you say.
That's the danger of it.
Right.
In the humor lies the truth. Sure.
I'm a judge.
All right, please, can you just...
I lost my gavel. All I have is this maracas.
Well, it's hard to take you seriously. Order in the court. Say order.
Order!
Order in the court. Keep saying it.
No, order in the court.
Nobody will take you seriously. Play the mumble.
The citizens of the state of California... Now, we now proceed with the case. The state of California versus La Cucaracha.
Nobody's quieting because you have that thing.
Order, I said order. You're in contempt. You are in contempt.
No one's stopping.
Stop them. Seize them. Seize them. Grab them. Silence. Silence, you fools.
Order in the court.
Order in the court!
Nobody's listening to you. You're mad. Order in the court. Order in the court.
No, at this point, if no one was listening to him, it would be like a Twilight Zone where he'd be like, what happened? Why won't they listen to me? I've got my rattle and everything. You're supposed to listen to me!
The point is that you need your gavel. You need a gavel. There's something that
loses. Oh, sorry. Here, let me try this.
Oh, there you go.
All I did was turn the maraca.
Well,
around.
That's how life is. Sometimes the quickest fix is right in front of you.
Oh, maybe I should have had a theater director help me to teach me how to run my court. You, Todd Glass, are held in contempt.
You're a moron.
A moron?
Yeah.
300 more days.
I thought you were
solitary confinement.
I don't give a shit. I
drag
don't really
him
think
out
I,
of here.
You don't need to drive
me. Put staples
me.
In his lips.
No, that's unnecessary. Put staples. I'm listening to everything you're saying. Put staples in his lips. I'm a no-nonsense judge.
I'm a no-nonsense judge.
I put staples in their lips. Let's not make jokes about the authority that the police have. Anyway, I'm a very serious judge. James, look
Sir?
At me.
Sir?
Look at me. Yes?
Sir?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
I don't know.
You don't well? What?
I'm halfway between Chris Matthews and Judge Judy.
Oh, Judge Judy?
I thought I was going to do a...
You do Judge Judy?
I was going to move to a Judge Judy.
I love Judge Judy.
Why? Why do you love Judge Judy?
Because
you... Because you like nonsensical rulings? Thank you!
Yes.
Next. Shut up!
Sometimes I agree with it.
Shut up!
I don't... It's,
Sir,
it's obviously
don't appear in my court with an untucked shirt. You're in
good.
Contempt.
Good, she's right.
You're in contempt.
Tuck your shirt in.
You smell like lavender. Get out of here.
No, she never
No, that's what I like about her is that there's rulings, there's rulings that have no basis in law.
I know.
Judge Judy.
Well, they know they're on
and
they're, TV.
And then at the beginning of the show, they're like, Judge Judy is not
a real
judge.
Yeah. Oh, they don't say not a real
no,
judge.
No, she's not a real judge, and everything she says
no,
is false.
No, they say she is a real judge.
She's a real judge, but the court is fake.
The court is fake. They can't say that, so they have to dance around it. Judge Judy's a real judge. It's the court that's fake. Enjoy.
And then, but then she goes, hold on. Why did he say that? You, the voiceover guy. Who? Why did you say that?
Well, I...
Look me in the eye. Why did you say that to me?
This is not a real court.
You're going to say that in front of these defendants? One of these men is on trial. One of these men is on trial for murder.
No, we don't take cases like that.
That's not your decision
yes,
to
is.
Make.
It
I'm actually, the judge here.
It actually is my decision. I decided...
Somebody cut off his balls.
No. What are you... This is where. What's wrong with you?
I have absolute power in this courtroom. In this courtroom, pal, I am God.
Well, you and Alec Baldwin. He said that in a movie, an old movie. Who do you think those parents are praying to? Because I am God.
You know, it's only a matter
Something
of time.
Like
it's only a matter of time. What? We're treading water before Donald Trump does a rally where he's going to be like, Alec Baldwin, not a very good shot.
No.
Not a very good shot, folks. Maybe she was making him look bad. I don't know. Not hard to do. He's
I
a bad looking
that.
Guy.
He's not below saying something.
He's a bad looking guy, folks.
Listen.
Never give a New Yorker a gun. Unless it's me, I'm very good.
I would like to say bless you and your family and have a holiday season that's beautiful with lots of goodness and Christmassy things. And to all the people that love you. And
that sounds like a pastor like 5 minutes after someone was dragged out of the church screaming.
Folks, everybody has doubt. Even me sometimes, believe it or not. But I'm telling you, this God shit is real. Shut up with you.
Say something like that.
You're horrible
Sir,
people.
Pastor, you're out of order.
No, you're out of order.
You're doing church in my courtroom.
You're doing court in my church. I've been around the block before. Listen, I want to thank you. I would ask you, as you know, I don't have much time left to live. The doctors told me it could be 50 years max. Max. That's not a lot. I basically have to drop dead soon. But anyway,
you have eyebrow cancer.
Would you?
I heard you have. They're gonna have to shave one off.
I should care less about that type of stuff because, you know, if it ever happened, I would want to still enjoy life.
How's this?
Listen,
how's
I gotta
this?
Go. I gotta go.
How's this, Todd? Hey,
can you close the show? With the song.
Hey, how's this, Todd? You know what? I'm sorry. I heard it's been so much to me to be on the show all these years, and I'm sorry that you have. Maybe a limited time to live, but...
Well, thank you for being cool.
I just want to cheer you up.
I want you to close the show with a song.
We didn't do the Chris Matthews bit.
Which one?
It's 2021, looking back on a year.
But we have to go. We're done. Unless you're not...
So the bit is gone. We didn't do the bit. There's no Chris Matthews.
No.
Todd Glass, once again, fumbling the ball just at the end zone. He's about to get the football over the end zone, but since he's not a football fan, you know this guy is so unpatriotic, he hates America so much? When he watches a Super Bowl, he puts the game on mute and turns the volume up just for the commercials.
That's how Todd Glass watches the Super Bowl.
Go to close on Chris Matthews looking at the podcast tonight.
Look, we're looking back on 2021 and Todd Glass. Let me tell you, I was canceled 2 years ago. It was the best thing that ever happened in my life. Why? Because nobody watches, so we pay attention. And I feel when nobody pays attention.
I don't understand.
When nobody pays attention, there's not a scrutiny to get you canceled again. Todd Glass knows this better than anybody. Todd Glass has been an inspiration to me, not only for his loudness and his loose trains of thought, but also for the obscurity and near fame without actually being famous, so that you can get away with things for years because you're simply not well known.
There's truth to that. I always said the stuff that I did that would, you have to be, I could say things no one cares. But that doesn't make any sense. All right, we got to go. Yes? Oh.
I've been waiting the whole time.
Oh, my God. It's our neighbor. What is your name again?
You don't even know
yes,
who I am.
Yes, I do.
Your neighbor?
No.
Your neighbor.
You are.
You promised me part of your house, and you rented it out to someone else. I'm your aunt. I'm your flesh and blood.
I know you are. I said if I
was even hinted at earlier, you didn't even remember me enough to just end
it. I remember you, Aunt. Auntie.
You don't remember
my
name.
Of course I remember your name. Stop it.
You never remember my name. And just because I don't isn't even an excuse for you either. Just because I forget my own name doesn't mean you're off the hook.
This is my Aunt Rebecca.
Sure.
Okay. And everybody, I wanted to.
I go by Becky.
You
but
do.
You wouldn't know that because I was your mother's better sister.
Well, why do you have to? Why? Well, let's be friends.
I don't want to be friends. I've propped you up long enough.
What are you talking about?
I'm responsible for 10,000 of your downloads every month. But you know what?
You
don't appreciate me, so
I'm
going to stop.
You said you set something up with the sewing machine where.
I have a whole room full of computer servers dedicated to doing nothing but clicking and downloading the Todd Glass podcast. It burns so much energy, you wouldn't believe my electricity bills.
Thank you.
I could be mining bitcoins. And you know what? I think I'm going to take my servers, and instead of pumping up Todd Glass's numbers, I'm going to make bitcoins.
Why do you yell at me? I appreciate you. Why are you yelling at me?
I don't think you were yelled at enough.
Well, that doesn't even make any sense.
No one has to yell at me. When someone's upset with me, I know exactly what's going on. I give them a bouquet of roses or a pie,
right now,
and then I leave.
Right now, you might not be.
You've never given me a bouquet of roses or a pie.
No, but I've done a lot of nice things.
What do you consider a nice thing?
When I lent you $10,000, if you want to be honest.
You didn't. You loaned me your flesh and blood. I used to change your diapers.
So what's that have to do with...
And it was when you were college age. Not a college student, by the way, because you weren't smart enough.
One time. You changed my diapers, but it wasn't... All right, listen.
You're a bad nephew.
I'm glad that you're... Listen, my nephew, how do these bits take these turns?
No, this has always been the bit, but you don't remember.
No, not my nephew.
You don't remember because you don't respect me.
Yes, I do.
No, you...
Oh, you're my aunt. Right, yeah.
Oh, you're my aunt. Right. What a nice holiday tree.
Well, we're going to go to close with this, so I just figured it could be warm and fluffy.
You know what? I regret that I made that manger outside of my house...
I made a manger.
I made a nativity scene in my front yard, but it was dedicated to the Todd Glass podcast.
Oh, thank you.
And it was a manger with a donkey and three wise men, but they were microphones, and you were the little shit in the manger.
All right.
I regret it. I'm putting it all in the trash. Have you ever seen a nativity scene in the trash? It's the saddest thing you've ever seen, let alone be held responsible for. You hate me. You're staring at me. It's an audio format, and you're just staring at me.
That's our show.
What an incredible sign-off.
Baby, 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 baby.
Oh, baby, 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 baby.
Oh, shit, oh, shit.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, there just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.